Welcome to Face to Face. Two men, one an employer, the other an employee, both hailing from the same city, both having grown a very unique friendship over time, and both having a love for Seinfeld. Say hello to longtime friends Dan Garza and Alan Hayes.
What popular television show were we both fans of, and how did that influence our friendship?
I'm not even sure how that really even came about.
I'm not either. I couldn't remember.
One of the connections, you know, one of the threads that we have that connect you and I. But
I could just imagine a conversation, one of us filled in a blank with a Seinfeld line.
With a Seinfeld episode or a Seinfeld line, and that kind of started the ball rolling with that. But one of the funnest times that I have with you are when we find ourselves in a situation or we recognize a situation that someone else is in that we battle to finish
a Seinfeld episode.
That's right. Finish it with the Seinfeld episode and figure out, you know, who's gonna mention it first.
I just never knew anybody besides you that knew the show as well as you did, and that's what I really liked about it was that you got into the weeds. You really understood what the whole details were all about. And,
well, when you watch each episode 400 to 500 times, right. You usually, which
you
I still do today,
right.
I mean, and still repeat the lines, which drives my wife crazy. But a number of years back, Jerry Seinfeld came and did a stand-up.
Stand-up here in Corpus.
In Corpus. Mm-hmm. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to go and hear him. And one of the questions I wanted to ask him, and I was hoping his answer would be, the question I wanted to ask him was, if there was going to be a follow-up series, not with one of the four characters, but with one of the other characters throughout the many years that you performed the show, who would that be? And I never got a chance to ask that, but I was sure hoping that it would be following around the library cop, Mr. Bookman.
Gosh. God, I never would have guessed that one. My favorite character was Kramer, but my favorite episode, I guess it's episodes, it was a two-part of the end where they got caught for, what was it?
The Good Samaritan law.
Right. And they brought back virtually every character that had played during the 9 years of the show and somehow used that to indict them. The four characters. And oh my gosh, the way they put that together and slammed them at the end, it was just tremendous. I love that. Love that show.
Yeah.
So funny. What a sense of humor all of them had.
There are so many other, like I said, so many other threads that tie us together. It's kind of just an unraveling, if you will, of a friendship that we unravel something else and we see that we have another tie in some other aspect of our friendship. And I think to me, that's really what makes this relationship go so well.
I really have enjoyed watching you grow through the years because you came in, you know, still pursuing your education and had a long way to go with that. And to see you finish that and then just bloom from there is what's really been satisfying to me, I guess, in our friendship because you've done great. And I think you're a wonderful person and I wish you the best forever.
I appreciate that.
Friendships are born out of the oddest of things sometimes, but it's that initial bond that sets up the lasting relationship. And those are the best. Face to face.